USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in the case of a Penn State fraternity hazing that left a freshman dead.
This is a good start, and hopefully it will show others that it's okay to step up and take responsibility for the things that they did wrong.
That's Jim Piazza, the father of the freshman Timothy Piazza, who died after a night of drinking and falling downstairs at a party, then left to die on a sofa in the frat house. Now, after 26 frat members are charged, one defendant has agreed to enter a guilty plea. His lawyer explaining,
to acknowledge and accept his responsibility.
That lawyer for 21-year-old Ryan Burke and Piazza speaking on NBC's Today Show. Burke will be sentenced on July 31st. The president's to meet with advisors today to consider imposing tariffs on Chinese imports, China urging the U.S. to reconsider and settle any disputes with talks. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Justice Department today is to release its report on the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation, and there is speculation it will be highly critical of former FBI Director James Comey and also some top current and former Justice Department officials. The Inspector General Michael Horowitz compiling the report over the past year and a half. A border agent attacked while patrolling near the border with Mexico is now in stable condition. Here's USA's Wendy King.
In a desolate part of southern Arizona, right near the border, a lone agent investigating activity picked up by sensors was ambushed.
Attacked by an unknown number of assailants.
The 21-year-old veteran is also a trained paramedic and treated his own gunshot wounds. Jim Chilton owns this land and says it's often used by the drug cartels.
We're undoubtedly being watched right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was a year ago today when a gunman opened fire at Republican members of Congress who were practicing for an annual charity baseball game on a suburban Washington, D.C. ball field. Four people were shot, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who was seriously wounded. Gunman James Hodgkinson shot and killed by Capitol Police officers. Those officers were on the scene to protect Scalise, as he's part of the congressional leadership. Had they not been there, many say there could have been many people killed. Within hours of a federal judge allowing AT&T to purchase Time Warner, another huge media deal is now on the horizon. After the AT&T court victory, Comcast makes it official, unveiling an all-cash bid for large chunks of 21st Century Fox, valued at about $65 billion. The offer trumps the Walt Disney Company's deal that was originally valued at $52.4 for the same parts of that conglomerate controlled by the Murdoch family. The offer amounts to $35 a share. Comcast is buying Fox's media assets, would own film production businesses, 20th Century Fox and Fox Searchlight Pictures, as well as 21 sports regional networks, including YES in New York, also a controlling stake in Hulu and international properties. Disney will be given a chance to match or top Comcast's offer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.